All right, I'm Derek Warren. I'm here with Delane Donaldson of the Effingham County Cultural Center and Museum. Thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. My pleasure to be here.
Yeah, July 3rd, the day before Independence Day, so that's what we're going to be talking about. What do you have to talk about July 4th today?
Well, I thought that what we would do is just kind of look at the past and see what has happened in the past in the state of Illinois, and then more particularly in terms of things that happened in the early days of Effingham County. As we look backward in time, one of the things that I noticed about the way that the 4th of July was celebrated was that there was a focus upon people knowing and remembering how significant independence was for the United States, and that it was a jubilant time in terms of getting freedom and establishing a nation all on our own, and then the beautiful words of the Declaration of Independence. And the thing that is just amazing to me as I look backward is that the focus always on July the 4th through the 19th century and into the early 20th century was the fact that it was a patriotic holiday and that the focus was not upon the celebratory nature of it, but it was rather on the patriotic nature of it. And so there was a lot of flag raising. There was looking at the Declaration of Independence and those beautiful words that Thomas Jefferson penned, talking about the fact that we have these God-given rights that are ours, that all humanity has those rights. And the thing that I think we lose sight of oftentimes in our country is that that document was not just a document that was given to this nation, but it was a document that really impacted upon the whole world. And I was always amazed when I was a teacher at Effingham High School that I would look at those news stories that came from around the world about nations that we typically would not think of as being highly developed nations necessarily. And sometimes it seemed just that they were the opposite ends of political freedom from what we are. But they look back to the Declaration of Independence as kind of a foundation for all the world to look at. That is, do we all have life, liberty, pursuit of happiness? You know, is that a gift that God has given to all of us? And our nation declared that on a grand scale in times past. So one of the things that I think that we lose sight of in the present is sometimes it just becomes a big party for people rather than something that says, hey, let's look back at our history. So if we look back at our history, the state of Illinois, that we don't find a lot of public celebration of the Declaration of Independence and Independence Day. It was more of a thing that people focused on in their churches, church ceremonies where people would come together and say, okay, the Declaration is a document that focuses upon what God has given to us as human beings. And they would, so there was a kind of an attitude of prayer that always permeated celebrations of the Declaration and the Day of Independence. There was an attitude that was that this is something we want to communicate to our children, and we want to make sure that the next generation doesn't forget why we declared independence and what that declaration meant. That it, again, focusing on the first part of the Declaration, not the grievances part of the Declaration, but that first part, which is a message for all of humanity. Now, when we come into Illinois and we look at that, we see the first real descriptions of there being celebrations of Independence Day on a public scale was in Springfield in 1833. And so there was a shift from it being a religious holiday kind of thing and spirit based upon religion to something that says, okay, we want to do this as a general public. We want everybody to look at this. We want you to think about the government that we have and what is this government like and how is it related to what the Declaration of Independence has presented to us, what Thomas Jefferson and the people of his generation thought about what freedom is and how do we celebrate that freedom and why should we make sure that we don't lose that freedom in the future. Mm-hmm. And so there was a celebration that took place in Springfield and well publicized, talking about the fact that people should listen to the political leaders who came out and spoke about Declaration of Independence. And they focused upon the theme again and again and again and again. Now, when we come to Effingham County, now keep in mind now, just for those of you who are not being well-versed maybe necessarily in Effingham County history, but 1833 date that I referred to just previously, was 2 years after Effingham County was established as a county. So when the county was very first established, there was not public celebration that was taking place. And one of the things that we find as we look at public celebrations in small communities was that for the most part, they still retained that kind of a religious base to them. The church is focusing on the grandeur of the language and the God-given rights. And then when the Civil War came along in the 1860s, it was kind of a dead time because people didn't feel like celebrating anything during the Civil War. Yeah. And so there was not public celebration that took place until 1865. We see some communities beginning to celebrate. But there was a real reluctance in the aftermath of the Civil War to celebrate anything at all because of the death of Lincoln. And so that death of Lincoln, I think we cannot imagine how that impacted upon this country and upon the ordinary citizens. Because many citizens for years after that, many communities for years after that, would not do anything that they thought would be kind of disrespecting the fact that there had been an assassination of the president and that there was a sickness that was there when that kind of a thing happened within our society. And the thing that I was most surprised with in terms of looking at local celebrations is that I noticed that even when we find a description in 1881, Effingham celebrating, the city of Effingham celebrating Independence Day, it said that this was a major point of debate. Newspapers said this. Major point of debate as to whether or not there should be any celebration in light of the death of President Lincoln. So many years before, yeah. 1865 to 1881, and they're still saying, do we desecrate his memory by having any kind of public celebration? Well, in 1881, the public figures here in Effingham decided that they would have a celebration, and it was at Bliss Park, which kind of surprised me when I looked at that. And so the program that was established was a really interesting program because it was focused upon political leaders who would talk about the freedoms that we had within this country, who would focus upon the God-given rights, who would talk in terms of those things that really made us who we are as a nation. And so then in the aftermath of that, besides having political figures, and that was not a struggle between Republican and Democrat, it was as Americans they were speaking. The politicians were speaking American politics, not partisan politics. And so as they spoke, they focused upon just the gift that had been given to the world through the Declaration of Independence. But they also then involved younger people. So there would be solos, there would be group sings by children, and things of that sort. And just an overall attitude that is, we really want to focus our celebration upon the country. We want to be focused upon what a contribution the birth of America had, what a contribution it made to the whole world. And then in the aftermath of the public celebration at Bliss Park, and they had fireworks there also then, but in the aftermath of that, it was, it's a time for picnics. It was kind of a family time, get together. And again, it was the focus that we get from the newspaper accounts is that it was for people within their families just to kind of pass on from one generation to the next. Here is who we are as a people. Believe in these ideals. Continue these ideals. Protect these ideals. And I thought, what a great, great idea. And we have really drifted far from elevating the Declaration of Independence in our society and making that a main focus. Because we have turned it into more just of a celebration for the sake of a celebration.
Yeah, barbecue than, out in the summer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so the focus are in the early days of the country, and probably something that's needed in the present, is an awareness of what we are like as a people, and those ideals have impacted world history. I remember, as a for instance, reading, I started teaching when the Vietnam War was taking place. And one of the things that I studied was I tried to understand who were these people that were the enemy in the Vietnam War? Who was Ho Chi Minh and who were these people? And the thing that amazed me was that I found even within that history in Southeast Asia that there were leaders who were talking in terms of these American ideals are the ones we would like to impress upon our people. Now, and Ho Chi Minh, the leader, really had great respect for the Declaration of Independence. Now, he didn't live that up in terms of his politics, you know, whenever he set up his, whenever the system was being carried out there in Vietnam. But even those individuals were well-versed in terms of what is the ideal that humanity should strive for. And those were written down in the Declaration of Independence and became our history on July the 4th, 1776, and continue up to the present.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about how we celebrate it now as compared to back then. There's differences in it, but we are celebrating the same thing, more or less. It's just changed forms over the years.
Right, right. Well, it has that, but I think there's that a historical sense or the historical presence that we have lost to a large degree. And, you know, and I think that is the more secular society becomes, the less emphasis I think there will be upon on the Declaration of Independence and documents similar to that. So just as a reminder to people, on July the 12th, there is a citywide celebration. WCIA will be down here for our town, and we will have the courthouse. We've not had the courthouse open in the evening for quite some time since the before the pandemic, but we are planning on having the courthouse open from 4 until 7 that night. So for people who don't have the opportunity to visit the courthouse museum during the daytime on Tuesdays or Saturdays, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock will be open, and we would welcome people to come and visit.
Yeah, all kinds of historical stuff in there, and take plenty of pictures as well while you're in there.
Right.
Never know what you'll see in there until you go in there and look.
Precisely. You know, and yesterday was very interesting to me because there has been such a law in terms of tourist traffic coming into the museum. And yesterday we had people from Indianapolis. We had people from Kansas City. We had, there were half a dozen different places that people were from as they came through yesterday. I thought, well, maybe the traffic, you know, maybe there's a renewal and maybe people aren't afraid anymore. So,
yeah, it's always good to study up on history, or you might maybe be doomed to repeat the worst parts of it. So
that was my bulletin board in my classroom all the years that I taught.
Yeah, it's words of the wise for sure.